California's new governor, Gavin Newsom, wants to build a lot more housing in the state, as many as 500,000 new homes a year. So the question is, who's going to build all of that housing? Well, a new report from a labor think tank says the state is short, like big time short, of new construction workers to meet those housing goals. Frances Anderton hosts KCRW's DNA, Design and Architecture. She's here now for DNA on ATC. Hello, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
All right, so big time short. We're talking 200,000 or more new construction workers, new ones, in addition to the ones we have in the state right now to meet Newsom's housing goals. I mean, how do we do that? How do we know that we need that many workers?
Well, let's just say that this assessment has come to us from a group called Smart Cities Prevail. That's a pro-union nonprofit. And so they're bringing that perspective to bear on their report. But what they're saying is that the shortage is in professional union labor. That is the kind of labor that pays a good wage and benefits.
All right. So what is behind this worker shortage?
Okay. So according to this study, California has been losing construction workers since 2006. Now, many, they say, lost their job during the subsequent recession, which kicked in around 2008, and then moved on to find work in other industries. They also find that the industry, the building industry generally, has not done a good job of training low-skilled workers to get them into the higher skilled construction jobs. Now, I will say that we heard a very interesting take on that ourselves a few months ago when we were covering costs of housing in the state or in the Southland. And at that point, we spoke with an architect who specializes in high-end home construction. Now, that can be in the private sector. He's named Ignacio Rodriguez. He got his own start with technical drawing at Compton High. And he says that there's perhaps too much emphasis starting in high school on pushing kids into the college track rather than into the trades.
These trades were family trades, you know, that the skills were handed down through generations. And you're seeing a break in that where, you know, the father did plumbing and then the son is now going to become an accountant or something totally different. And so that trade, all those 50 years of experience are going to end on that generation when that gentleman retires.
Well, what about some other factors? I mean, it can't only be that.
It's multifactorial, as they say. Lots of reasons for why builders are in short supply. And one of them, of course, is there's a building boom. But again, back to our architect, Ignacio Rodriguez, who is constantly seeking workers for the projects that he's working on. And he pointed out that right now, ironically, it's so costly for construction workers to live in the heart of California's cities where building is booming. And so he's even having to reach into out of state.
Because it's cheaper for us to bring them from out of state and have them live here and pay for their housing than it is to use the contractors that are in the city because their numbers are too astronomical.
It's sort of like a catch-22, right? The housing costs are so high and it's hard to bring in people to build more housing because the housing costs are too high.
And then add to that high costs of materials, high costs of land. So to take us right back to where we started, which is Governor Gavin Newsom and wanting to build as many as 500,000 new houses a year, there are a lot of factors to think about as one gets into that area. And I should add, there's another kind of twist in the tale. He wants housing that is affordable. Right now, we have people trying to build what is called affordable housing, people under a certain income level. And there's one person that we spoke with who is building that kind of housing, and she is a for-profit developer of affordable housing. She wants to make a profit, and the way she makes a profit is by not paying prevailing wage. So then her workers wind up not necessarily earning enough to pay California's housing costs. So it only continues that catch-22 situation that you just described.
Frances Anderton, DNA on ATC. By the way, you can check out DNA every week, Tuesdays at 2, right here on KCRW. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.